This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautau. Hamas says it plans to send a delegation to Egypt tomorrow for ceasefire talks set to resume this weekend. Sunday marks 6 months since the war between Israel and Hamas began. More from NPR's Carrie Khan.
Hamas says it accepted an invitation from Egypt to the talks, but will not concede on its demand for an end to Israeli aggression. Talks have dragged on for months. Negotiators are pressing for a six-week ceasefire, along with an exchange of Palestinians held in Israeli jails for about half of the nearly 100 Israeli hostages still held in Gaza. The Israeli military said the body of one hostage was retrieved Friday night during a raid by troops in central Gaza. Saturday, Gaza's health ministry raised the death toll in the war to more than 33,000. The UN's humanitarian coordinator called the situation catastrophic. Oxfam says Palestinians in northern Gaza are surviving on less than 300 calories of food a day. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
In Vermont, police are investigating a possible arson attack at Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington office, NPR's Rachel Treisman reports.
No one was injured in the Friday morning blaze, though parts of the building did sustain fire and water damage as a result. Burlington police say a male suspect sprayed an accelerant on the door to Sanders' office and lit it, sparking a fire in the vestibule and briefly trapping staffers inside. They have not identified the man or determined a motive. Sanders lives in Burlington, but was out of state that day. He was in California, joining striking hotel workers on the picket line in Los Angeles. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Travelers hoping to see the total eclipse on Monday may have to pay steep prices for lodging along the path of totality. NPR's Juliana Kim explains.
Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Carbondale, Illinois. These are some of the cities that have seen hotel rates soar this weekend, given their prime location to see the solar eclipse. A room in a two-star hotel in these areas is currently listed for $300 to $500 for Sunday night, while some hotels are reporting that they have no rooms left at all for the weekend. Choice Hotels said its hotels along the path of totality saw an 800% increase in bookings compared to last year. AirDNA reported that short-term rentals in an eclipse state, but outside the path, saw a significant increase in demand this weekend as well. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
In Portland, Oregon, nearly 20 Asian American groups stood together at a public park today to raise awareness about alleged recent hate crimes and attacks on Oregonians of Asian descent. The latest incident occurred last month when an elderly Asian American male was attacked while fishing at the Portland waterfront. You're listening to NPR News from New York. 50 years ago today, ABBA won a decisive victory at the Eurovision Song Contest with the song Waterloo. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports fans have been celebrating the ABBA-versary with the flash mob performances.
ABBA fans regaled commuters with a tribute to the song at Waterloo Station in London. They also gathered for a flash mob dance in Brighton to mark the occasion. The English coastal city hosted the 1974 Eurovision Song Contest. The group performed the song that day with glitter and gusto. One member was even dressed as Napoleon. Waterloo went on to become a number one hit in several countries and reached the US top 10. This year's Eurovision contest will take place in May in ABBA's home country, Sweden. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
In the Netherlands, Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg was arrested twice on Saturday during a demonstration that appeared to focus on fossil fuel subsidies by the Dutch government. The 21-year-old told Agence France-Presse that she's protesting, quote, because we are living in a state of planetary emergency. And in Los Angeles, the Reverend Dr. Cecil Chip Murray, pastor of the oldest black church, the First AME, has died at the age of 94. And again, in The Hague, police say more than 400 people were detained for blocking a main road that leads to the seat of the Dutch government. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.